Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking in a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about the virtue of the call for prayer, the azan. As you know, prayer is one of the five pillars of Islam. It is the most important of the practical aspects of Islam, as you know. And it's been narrated in many hadiths that if the prayer is accepted, the rest of a person's actions will also be accepted. This just shows how important it is. And prayer has certain etiquettes. It has certain, certain things which accompany it, which are not exactly part of the prayer, but accompany the prayer and help in its completion and its perfection, and make it more likely of being accepted in the end, in the eyes of God. And one of the things which are considered one of the etiquettes of the prayer is the azan, or the call to prayer that one makes before the prayer begins. All of us, you know, are kind of familiar with what this is. But a lot of people aren't aware of, you know, the great virtue that is involved in making this call to prayer. Let's look at what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says regarding the azan and the call to prayer. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Satan flees when he hears the call for prayer." Right. So the person when we make the azan and make the call to prayer, Satan, he runs away. And, you know, this indicates the fact that, you know, there's less chance of us sinning at this time and more chance and likelihood that our prayers will be accepted in the eyes of God. In another blessed hadith and tradition, the Prophet also has been narrated as having said, "The inhabitants of heaven hear nothing from the inhabitants of the earth except for the call for prayer." So this shows you how virtuous it is, that the fact that the angels in heaven, they hear, this call to prayer when it's being made. And, it's not simply virtuous to perform the azan when, before the prayer. In fact, it's possible to use this beautiful call in other places. As you all know, when a child is born to a person, it's recommended to recite the azan, or the call to prayer, in his right ear, and the iqamat, which is the subsequent call to the prayer, in his left ear. This is founded and based upon a prophetic hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following to Imam Ali alayhi salam: "O Ali, when a son or daughter is born to you, recite the azan in his or her right ear and the iqama in his left ear, in the left ear. Then Satan will never harm him or her." And in fact, this is in fact not something that just simply meant at the time when a child is born. In fact, one can recite the azan at any time. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, "He whose manners deviate, man sa'a khulquh," recite the azan in his ear. Right? This can help improve his, you know, his character and his manners. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of the azan and the call to prayer in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.